Sometimes our significant others have a basket for their dirty clothes, and then they leave their dirty clothes right next to the basket on the floor. Are you trying to kill me? Hey, hey, boobies. Welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired with, as always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. We got a jam-packed episode, show-stopping, iconic, never before seen, heard, or what have you episode today. And I'm super excited to get into it. We're going to be talking about a little something that I discovered over a meme that I found on the internet. We're going to be getting into how to keep your house organized with, you know, the three ring circus that we have going on, whether it's our pets, our kids, our spouses. Believe me, I get it. So here's my tips on how to keep all that organized. And then I got a juicy hotline right in from our girl, Kelly. And Kelly, I'm going to save it till the end. You're going to have to wait until the end to hear this, but it is not to miss. Okay. So let's get into it. Happy end of April. It's gonna be May, as they say. I'm ready for May. I'm ready for more consistent weather. March and April need to get their shit together. Okay. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it's my age and just being intolerable to this weather over. And now this is for the Northeast peeps. I know there's people that have more consistent weather, but us Northeastern Yankees, as you will, we have to weather the storm that is the bipolar mass that Mother Nature is. And, you know, March and April, girlfriend is unhinged. I mean, one day it's like 40 degrees and windy and cold. The next it's 82 and sunny and you got to pull your shorts out. I'm tired of it. Okay. Especially as a mom, I got to like have like two different clothes, you know, when you're switching out your seasonal clothes and you got to put the spring stuff and summer stuff in and take the winter stuff out. I'm now catching myself. I got to keep a pile to the side outside of their bureau, you know, for those days that are outside the realm of, you know, of possibilities. I don't know. It's crazy. So I'm excited for more consistent weather, for warmer weather. I was just talking to my husband the other day, yesterday, actually. And I said to him, you know, I really feel later in life, I'm going to be a snowbird. Whereas I am flocking away when winter hits, because I just can't take it anymore. I really can. I love me a good snowstorm. Don't get me wrong. I love the fun that snow brings, but it's just honestly where I'm at, like the Philly area, we don't get much snow anymore. You know, thank you, global warming. But I'm just tired of like the deadness. Like I'm so happy now all the trees are blooming and there's so much pinks and whites from the petals of the flowers, and those little things are falling off the trees and landing all over the mulch, which is fun. I'm so glad I deleted my mulch, my remulching, because if all those, you know, those helicopter things that fly down, remember when we were kids, we used to like put them on our noses. You would like peel the top part. I believe it's a seed. I mean, I'm not whatever those people are that study trees, but I believe what it is, it's a seed, because sometimes I'll catch them burrow. They burrow into the ground and something will start blooming from the ground. But we always call them like the helicopter things because they would fly down and spin. But as kids, we used to peel the seed part apart and put it on our nose and it would be like a little nose piece. And it was, you know, we thought we were funny. But, you know, all those things are happening. I'm welcoming it all. I can't wait. I can't wait to get our yard together and ready to host some outdoor events. I said to my husband, we've been here 5 years. I don't think outside of like kids' birthday parties, we've ever just had people over and had through like a shebang and had a party. So we're going to be doing that. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm tired of the back and forth weather. I can't wait for warm, consistent weather. So yeah, later on in life, your girl's going to have a southern home, maybe in Florida, or maybe with my best boobies in Savannah. I don't know. I gotta visit there. Shout out to my producer Dee and Megan. They live down there and it's beautiful. I envy them. I really do. So I gotta take a trip down there and see if that's where I want to put my digs in those cooler months. But anywho, I gotta let you guys know, I once again, shout out to what has been giving me the strength to carry on, especially when you wake up first thing in the morning and it is freezing cold out. I can't get myself together. I really can't. It's hard to muster up the strength and the energy sometimes to get out of bed and get going with our daily routine, which is why I'm so grateful I have my Magic Mind. You know, I've been going on this journey of trying to cut out all the caffeine. It's helped me cut out caffeine to where coffee is more so just a treat rather than a necessity. I'm able to get more shit done in a timely fashion where I don't get sidetracked as easily. I mean, the focus that this little shot has given me is beyond what I could have ever imagined for myself. So if that is something that you're looking for, if you just want a quick two gulp, you know, and get on with the show type of deal where you're getting that real deal energy and focus and you don't have that 2 p.m. crash, I need myself a cup of coffee before I lose my shit. Check them out, magicmind.com. Use the code GOLFRIEND and get yourself 20% off. I'm telling you, just try it out and let me know what you think. I would never steer you wrong. Okay. So check them out, magicmind.com. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. Like I said, May is here. I am just so grateful. Do you ever like scroll and you're on Instagram and you just see something that like, you know, it makes you laugh, but then it's also like, I totally relate to that. It could be the most outlandish shit you've ever imagined. Like, for example, I seen a meme recently that said, root beer tastes like the way Abraham Lincoln looks. And I'm like, I couldn't have agreed more with that statement. Like, yes. When I drink root beer, if I were to think of a person that tastes like root beer, it's Abraham Lincoln. Like, am I crazy? Is this weird? I mean, of course it's weird because, I mean, who's speaking right now? It's me. But I thought, am I the only person who thinks this way that connects like a color or a taste with a person or a feeling? Like, have you done this? You know? I thought, am I the only one? So the investigative scientific experimental part of my brain, you know, call it my inner inspector gadget, or was Carmen Sandiego? I don't know, whatever. My inner investigative science experimental part of my brain wanted to know if there was more behind this phenomenon or if I really needed to go get myself checked, okay? And it turns out if you're like me and you do this too, it turns out we're safe for now because it is a thing. It is a thing, my friend. Synesthesia, I believe it's called. Synesthesia, a fancy name for when you experience one of your senses through another. For example, you might hear the name Alex and see green. Now, for me, Alex is red. So I don't know how you could group Alex with green. It's definitely red. Or you might read the word street and taste a citrus fruit. Okay. It's estimated, like this is an actual thing. It's estimated that approximately 3-5% of the population has some form of synesthesia. And I'm probably pronouncing that word wrong, but it's S-Y-N-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A. Look it up. Check the Google. And this is, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. It's more prevalent in women than it is men, naturally, because we're the shit and we just have, you know, superpowers. The most common form, researchers believe, is colored hearing. So sound, music, or voices seen as colors. So I thought, let me give you some examples and you play along, you plug your in your own. Maybe you agree with me, or maybe you're like, no, like, you know, Alex and green to me, Alex is red. Okay. So for example, the number 47 for me, instantly purple. Monday is gray and it tastes like when you put your tongue on a V8 battery. Do you ever do that? And you get that little shock. That's Monday. Okay. Cranberries taste like January. If I were to specify a month that January tastes like, it's cranberries. Okay. Donald Trump. If he were a soda, orange soda. I mean, come on now. The man's orange. Love you, but you're orange, my friend. 88, the number 88, bright red. Also, bright red, if it were a shape, it would be a circle. Also, it's Alex. Okay, are we following along here? Lemons, if I were to peg that on a month, it would be July. Lemons are July. This also kind of reminds me of, do we remember the test that we used to take as kids in school? It was like, remember, a lep is a ball. A lep is a ball. And then you would have to turn the page and it would say lep. And you would have to figure out like, what the fuck was lep again? And it was off the wall shit. Like, this is what this reminds me of. Just a little sidebar moment. Okay, Sunday. Sunday, to me, if it was a color, it would be yellow. If it were a taste for Sunday, I would have to give it like hot turkey with gravy. Like that home-cooked Sunday meal. Okay. Joe Biden, if he were a soda, grape. Because I hate grape soda. September, if it were a taste, it'd be cotton candy. A square. Square for me is blue. The number 22, also blue. Okay. Friday, electric blue, like that bright neon blue, and also tastes like hot sauce. 53, the number 53, if it were a color, it'd be orange. Orange would also be a triangle. Okay. And for me, a triangle. An orange would also taste like Pez candy. That one's a reach, I know. I don't know what some of these I jotted down and I was like, what the hell? So, okay. Orange, 53 is orange and it's a triangle. And also orange tastes like Pez candy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. All right. So either I've lost all my listeners or we've just all became that much closer as friends. But I'll let you decide. Hop on over to my Instagram and comment on this week's episode post. Post your best sensatia example, because I know we all have them. I'm not the only one. Oh, I know I'm probably, you know, putting myself out there as like, am I the only crazy one? No, I know we all relate to this. I know we do, because we've all taken those tests as kids. I feel like that's what programmed us to be that way. A lep is a ball. What the fuck is a lep? Okay. And why is it associated with a ball? I don't know. But I think that's what got us in this whole sensatia realm. But I found it to be interesting. So let me know if you have any, or if you're like, you know what? Yes, Donald Trump is orange soda. Or yes, 22 is like a dark bluish color. Friday is electric blue and does taste like hot sauce. Okay. Let me know what you agree. Let me know what you disagree with. Hop on over and let your girl know. Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Booby Squad hotline. That's right. A place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest and say how you feel. Ask us a question. Tell us a story about what's been going down in your life or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo.
Are you tired of listening to the same old songs on the radio?
Do you love discovering new tunes and hearing different perspectives on them?
If so, you're in the right place. On our show, Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, we each pick three songs that we think the other has never heard before and then have a discussion about them.
It's like listening in on your friend's conversation at lunch or a coffee break, except it's us and it's always hilarious.
We rate the songs on a sliding scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire and 5 being a song that will never leave our ears. If you're a music fan or just love hearing two friends share laughs, stories, and music history, then make sure you tune in to Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown every Monday at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook and Twitch.
Or follow us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel for full episodes and highlight videos every week.
So come join us and discover some new tunes on Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown.
All right, switching gears. Let's be real, okay? Keeping your house organized with kids running around. Now, I have driven myself to the ends of the earth crazy. You know, I like having things tidy. I like a clean home. I'm not as crazy about it as my mother. Okay, shout out mom. Growing up, you know, everything had their place. Things could not be touched. You couldn't put this, you know, things needed a coat, which I, you know, I feel if you have things, you should respect them. So like, you know, a coaster on your drink so it doesn't leave that ring around the table. I feel like I'm a little more lenient, you know, just living those experiences as a child. Don't want to have to traumatize my children with so many of those things. But, you know, there are, I do pride myself in having like a clean home. I like things organized. I like things where I can find them. Now, my sister will disagree with some of the things that I'm about to say or that I am saying about myself, i.e. me being organized. I'm selectively organized. And I attribute this to my undiagnosed ADHD. So like certain things in my home are completely disorganized, but in my brain, I know exactly where they're at. It's organized to me. To you, it may look like a disheveled mess, such as my Tupperware or, you know, my lock and lid, lock and lock lids, as they call them now. You know, the things where we put our leftover food. That whole drawer is an absolute mess. And every time my sister's here, she's always like, oh my God. And I've told her on multiple occasions, please come over and organize my cabinets because they are a mess. And sometimes I do forget that I have stuff in there, right? But I'm talking like, you know, what everybody can see, right? Like you walk into your house and you might sometimes like have just toys everywhere, you know? And then sometimes when people pop in unannounced, you're like, oh my God, my house is an absolute disaster. What are people going to think of me? They're going to think I'm a slob or, you know, so this is some of the ways that I have been able to keep my house organized with my kids running around. Or, you know, if you have pets, I know my sister is a dog mom. She's got a huge bin of dog toys and pets can make a mess as well. Our spouse or significant others can make a mess as well. So how do we get through this? How do we survive? How do we thrive, right? In a house that sometimes gets messy, right? So for me with my kids, I have play and no play zones. Now, when the kids were younger, like JoJo was a baby, he's now, he'll be six. So he's old enough now. We had our downstairs, our basement redone. So it's kind of like a playroom. But when they were younger, it was hard to allow them to go down there unassisted. Not that they would really get into anything. It was just more so they were scared to go down there by themselves, even though we encouraged them like go down and play. Like we would turn the TV on with music or like a show and it was all their toys. But, you know, just them being young, they always wanted to be around us. So I would always have to have toys up here, even though we had a whole designated room, which at times would drive me bonkers. So having those play and no play zones as the kids got older, you know, I got to a point where I said to JoJo, okay, bud, you know, now we're going to move these toys that are in the family room to downstairs in the toy room. You're welcome to bring a toy up and play with it because I know, you know, you're down there by yourself at times. I don't want you to feel like you're by yourself. So if you want to be up here with your family, that's fine. Bring a toy up and I have a bin, right? So sometimes I'll say, okay, go down with your bin, fill it up with toys that you want for the week or the next couple of days. And that bin will sit up here. After a while, we need to take the bin down, put it back down into the playroom, recycle, put the toys back where they belong, recycle some toys, put some new toys in there to bring up. And then you'll have them for, you know, upstairs playtime if you don't want to be downstairs by yourself. If he has a friend, he doesn't care. He'll go right down the basement and they have a grand old time. But, you know, that's some of the, that's it. That's a way that I keep my upstairs so it's not crazy because I found myself where I would in every room have like a little nook with just a bunch of toys. And, you know, day to day, I would just find a spot for them and be like, okay, this corner is fine for this room. Just put it all there. Okay, this corner is fine for that room. Just put it all there. You know, after a while, it just became to be too overwhelming and things just got too out of control. So having a play and no play zone for your children, knowing that, you know, you kind of have to evolve with that as they get older and they become more independent with age so that they can go into the room by themselves. But when they're younger, have that bin where they can bring things up, still be with their family, play, but then know at the end of the day, that bin has to go back downstairs, right? So have that play and no play zone. Okay. Number two, establish cleanup routine. I, even though we have the playroom now, still establish a cleanup routine, because I have found, especially when my kids would have their friends over, it was like, okay, everything just went out the window. Our friends are here, so we can do what we want. And I would go downstairs in our, you know, we have the playroom and then off to the side is our laundry room. So I would go down to do laundry and the playroom looked like an absolute bomb hit it. And I would be like, what happened down here? You know? So I would always have to say, or I always say to my kids, is the playroom cleaned up? I'm going to go down there to do laundry, so I'm going to see it. Is it cleaned up? You let me know. If not, get your butt down there and start cleaning it up. When a friend comes over, I make it known, like, hey, buddy, welcome into the house. This is our house rule. If you have a toy, something that you're playing with, we put it away when we're done before we take out the next thing. Like, kids need to be reminded of that as well. They may have those rules in their own home, but sometimes, like I said, rules go out the window when they go into like their friend's house. They think, oh, there's no rules here. We can do what we want. This is great. Ah, sorry, kid. Clean up your mess. So, have that cleanup routine. And, you know, I think rewarding that is good. So, you know, at the end of the week, whoever consistently cleaned up their toys without me needing to like nag them too much about it, we'll get like some kind of extra special treat at the end of the week. Okay. Number three, which I already talked about, have a toy bin that gets recycled. This will help so much, especially like I said, when they're younger and they can't really, you know, go downstairs or into another room alone or independently, or they feel like they're alone. You know, you still want them to feel like they're a part of the family. So having that bin is important. All in all, I think the most important takeaway from this segment is to be realistic. Okay. Knowing that if you have a house full of dogs, now we can't really expect our dogs to clean up their mess all the time, but you can train them. But you know, it's like, be realistic that we do have pets. We do have kids. We do have life that happens. Like, we're on the go. We're not always sitting in our home. You know, so our house isn't always going to look perfect. And I think a lot of times we get ourselves so caught up in that needing our house to be pristine, myself included, needing our house to look pristine and perfect, because we see all these people on the internet and their houses are clean. And, you know, they're these influencers that always put out the wonderful decorations that you're like, yes, I need to go to Home Goods and spend $200 to create this thing that this person just made. Thank you very much. My husband thanks you just as much. That's sarcastic, for he really doesn't. But, you know, I think we look at these people's houses and think, wow, this person's house is like this all the time. I feel like a piece of shit because my house looks a mess. No, girl. How do you know they did not have a full cleaning crew come in and clean that entire house from top to bottom before they created that video? You know, so just be realistic. Our houses are meant to be lived in. Okay. You're going to have messes. There's going to come a time in your life, which someone said this to me, and I always try to remind myself of this. There's going to come a time when you're going to miss that mess. You're going to miss that mess. You're going to miss your kids leaving their toys around or their socks. JoJo leaves every blessed sock that comes off of his foot in every room that he is in. I find socks all over the place. The dogs will take them. So socks are like scarce, especially his socks. But, you know, I'm going to miss those things. When I'm older and our kids, I'm an empty nester, I'm going to miss having to clean up a mess. So what I resent right now, or when I might get overwhelmed with right now, or, you know, crazy about right now, one day I'm going to miss it. So be realistic. Our house isn't always going to look perfect. Our homes are meant to be lived in. Okay. We're not a museum. We are a home where we foster our family to grow in a happy environment. But there are ways to keep that balance so you aren't feeling overwhelmed with the mess that kids sometimes, or our pets or our spouses sometimes bring. Okay. Like, you know, for example, sometimes our significant others have a basket for their dirty clothes, and then they leave their dirty clothes right next to the basket on the floor. Are you trying to kill me? Are you trying to drive me crazy? Like, come on now. So establish those rules with your significant other as well. But those are, this is something I wanted to bring, you know, and keeping your house organized with the kids or the dogs or the significant others running around. Take these away from, but at the end of the day, be realistic and realize that our house isn't always going to look perfect. Okay. There you have it. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line, Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel. It's a whole anthem, not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby, a statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, you amplify a message, a commitment to yourself to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. All right, switching gears straight from our hotline, we have Kelly. Now, Kelly, I just want to say, so let me read Kelly's right in. She said, "Hey, Amanda, I impulsively bought chickens during I'm in my living off the land era. Now, not only am I overrun with eggs, but my backyard stinks. I have a little bit of a mice problem. My dogs chase the chickens constantly, which causes unneeded chaos. I'm just about done before I lose my mind. My question, I guess, is, how do I gracefully exit the chicken biz without upsetting my three children who have now named and grown attached to our three little chickens?" Kelly, girlfriend, first of all, I just want to say thank you, because a part of me felt like I was also stepping into, I'm living in my off the land era. Okay. So you kind of like steered me away from that a little bit. Didn't know chickens drew mice. And I wouldn't have thought that they would have such a smell, you know? So sorry that you're experiencing that. And the dog thing, I feel like my dogs, I don't know if my Harper girl would even allow me to have little chickens. We would find a massacre of chickens all over our yard. But I always thought, like, I would love to just have like fresh eggs. I'm selectively meticulous with certain products, food products, knowing that as Americans, we're slowly being poisoned. But I'm like selectively meticulous about certain things, like my milk and my eggs specifically, and my meat that I buy. I'm always like trying to get the best quality. So I always look for, like, you know, the best, freshest eggs that are, they're not grown up in this like pen where there's just like thousands of them stepping on each other and there's dead ones and they're stepping over the dead ones. Like, I always try to be. So I honor you that you may have also was stepping into that for yourself as well. Now, I would just maybe have a talk with your kids, because I'm thinking, like, how can we get the most bang for our buck from this situation, right? Also knowing that you probably fed these chickens very well. So they're probably in the best shape and would probably taste the best compared to any chicken that you would buy on the market at the supermarket. So maybe have a talk with your kids about, you know, this is the circle of life. And now it's their time to become Friday night's fried chicken dinner. I don't know. Or just, you know, maybe let them know that if, like, there's so many things that you can implement with children, right? And a little white lie won't hurt nobody. Like, you could just be like, hey, you know what? We're not meant to keep chicken forever. And after a while, they fly, after they lay so many eggs, they fly away and rejoin their family. Oh my God, that's great. I just thought of that off the top of my head, but that would be a great, like, little white lie to tell your kids. Or if you want to really, like, teach them about the ways of life, be like, look, you know, we have chickens for their eggs, but we also have them. I don't know if you guys eat chicken regularly, but, you know, those little dino nuggets that you get out of the fridge, that's what, you know, Lucy Goosey and Susie are outside. And one day we're going to eat them too. That kind of sounds a little gruesome now that I'm thinking about it. All right, so let's not do that. Maybe just, you know, do the flying away bit, you know, and then take them to a butcher and just have them, like, chop it up and, you know, I don't know, give them to a farm. Give them to a farm. Here we go. I'm all about killing them and eating them. I'm horrible. Give them to a farm. Give them to a farm where your children can visit. I feel like a lot of areas, like, we have a lot of local farms where we live, and they have, like, chickens and goats and such. So maybe after a while, say, okay, like, once they've outgrown their space, we have to give them a bigger space to live in and donate them to a farm where you are welcome to come back and visit the chickens so that your kids can go and visit them, but you don't have the responsibility of having to clean up, you know, feed them, clean up after them, and have to deal with mice and the smell and, you know, all the things. So that would be my best advice. I don't know. I mean, you're talking to, I grew up in the concrete jungle, which is Philly. We had no grass in our backyard. Chickens were not a thing. You know, we didn't have any of those things. But now, living where I live, I don't even think it's legal to have chickens, but I've always wanted to have my own, just to kind of, like, you know, live off the land, live more naturally, and, you know, what have you, my inner farmer. But, you know, I would have to say, Kelly, I think you kind of deterred me from doing that. So thank you. But that would be my best advice, especially having the three little ones who given them names, and I'm interested to know their names and grown attached to them. Just tell them after a while they need a bigger space, and you have to donate them to a farm where they can live with all their little chicky friends, and they'll be happier and lay happier eggs. And you can go and visit them and get eggs from them whenever you want. That would be the best thing I could say. So good luck with that. If any of you have a hotline question, such as Kelly's, or something totally different, I'm open and I welcome anything. Write in, click the link in my bio in the description, and it will give you the hotline number. It's 215-795-5352. And write us in your hotline question, and who knows, maybe it'll be the next segment on the show. So there you have it. It's been a pleasure. Like I said, this has been such an interesting episode. And I got to say, we only have 5 more episodes left for season 3. I feel like that just flew, honestly. And it's been such a fun ride. And I want to wrap up with saying this too, which was, this is kind of like off the cuff, but I think it's important. I was talking earlier this morning in a room, encouraging people to do the thing, right? Like, we all have that, what I call that quiet whisper, but if you give it enough attention, it becomes a loud roar, whether that's changing your life and changing who you are, or stepping in and doing that thing that you've been wanting to do. Do the thing, create a plan and do the thing. It's so fulfilling, the journey that you will take, you know, trusting the twists, the pivots, the turns in that journey, being all in with trusting yourself. That can be a scary thing, but I think it's something that we all need to experience and do. It really builds your confidence. It helps mold your values, your integrity, everything that creates that powerhouse being that you are. And I'm just so grateful that I took the leap of faith and went all in with me and bringing everything of who I am and what I do, so that I can show up and be 100% myself, whether that's my craziness of, yes, root beer tastes like Abraham Lincoln, or, you know, just giving you my lived experiences. It's been such a wild, amazing ride, and I'm so grateful. I cannot wait until season 4, which will be in July, or the end of July, beginning of August. I am taking a little bit of a summer break. We're very busy with traveling with the kids and vacationing. So I'm looking forward to that, and I want to give space for that. You could still catch me on the Instagram. I'm going to be doing a lot of on the street interviews, which is going to be super fun, something new I'm implementing. I'm also going to be doing mini interviews as Instagram live series. So make sure you tune into that. It'll be on a specific day, not really sure what day yet. And I have something special and amazing, which all encompasses, you know, the evolution of us and who we are in the things that we do. There's always evolution. There's always growth. So with that, Staying Inspired season 3 will be the final season of Staying, quote unquote, Staying Inspired with that under that title. I will be rebranding. What will the name be? You got to stay tuned to find out. You didn't think I was going to give it all away this time right now, did you? So stay tuned. There's more amazing things to come, but I am so grateful that all of you tune in every week. We are building this community into something bigger and better than I could have ever imagined. And I'm so grateful all of you are on board and along for the ride with me. So plenty of more crazy, funny, inspiring, off the wall, bigger than ever, I don't know, crazy shit is going to go down. Crazy but amazing things are going to go down. And I'm glad all of you are with me. So until next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.